Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Well, did you recover from St. Patrick's Day?
And the green shoes are gone away. I only wear them once a year on St. Patrick's Day.
No.
And the family basically just won't be seen with me. And then I put them away. I bought them at a kind of a mad moment here.
I love it.
I don't TK Maxx, probably for a tenner or something.
Well, so you weren't joking, great. Really, yeah?
No.
Oh,
no, they're my green shoes. And I just take them out once a year.
Polish them up.
What have you got for me, my friend? What are you
doing
today?
Well, St. Patrick's food to brunch. I think breakfast brunch, it's such a lovely occasion for the family and friends. And I definitely think more and more people are cooking at home and enjoying, you know, entertaining, pardon me, at home.
Yeah.
So for us, breakfast is as important as the taste menu the guests have the night before.
Oh, fine.
And so many people, like you stayed there, Martin, we've had the privilege of having you there and the team, but they go to bed and say, oh, I can't look at food, but they love the breakfast that they do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go through a lovely kind of little starter, Bertram Muesli, which I make regularly at home, I have to be honest with you. And then a lovely kind of, it's a small bacon, egg croissant with a little relish, homemade relish, which is
very
lovely.
Nice, very nice.
Two very simple recipes. We'll go through the lovely Bertram Muesli. So we're going to use some lovely Flavin's oats. Flavin's are a fantastic, iconic, as you know, Irish company who produce the most beautiful jumbo oats. You can use organic if you want to. I've been down there many times. John and the whole family, what they've done there is fantastic. I think it's one of the oldest producers in
Ireland. Is it really?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. And they're gorgeous people, but they're so consistent. So what is Bertram Muesli?
Well, they'd be very regular now eating that food, wouldn't they?
Well, I like it. But you know what? Bertram Muesli is called overnight oats. I'm told that it was created by a doctor who was really busy, who hadn't time to have breakfast. So that's where it was invented, or that's
really?
What I'm told. That's what I'm told.
Okay.
This definitely has to be made a day ahead or the night before if you can. So what I normally do is get the porridge oats, put in some cream. I'm going to be honest with you, I do put in cream. You can put in natural yogurt, which I'm going to do about a quarter of a pint, so you can just use yogurt in this, but cream enriches it.
Okay.
Apple juice. Remember last week we were talking about the apple pie contrast?
Yes, yes.
He does gorgeous apple juice, and he does it for Simply Better. So it's all Irish apples, and it's lovely. There's no added sugar in it at all. It's pure, just natural,
okay,
which is gorgeous. Mix that in with your oats, your cream, your natural yogurt. Into that we're going to sweeten it with a little bit of honey. Not too sweet, just enough, a spoonful of honey. We use Malevan, which are...
Have some medicine go down.
Yes, that's true. And it's lovely, so it is. And then we're going to use some Granny Smith apple, which is, it was just chopped up. That's
right,
where you get a little bit of texture. I don't always put the chopped apple into it. I put it on top afterwards, but I'll go through that in a minute. A little bit of vanilla extract. So that's your Bertram made. Okay, already in the fridge. I like it lovely and soft and runny, not gloopy. And, you know, the whole trend now is overnight oats. That's what we're having here.
Yeah,
It's the same thing. With the natural yogurt, Killowen yogurt down in Wexford would be a fantastic Irish yogurt, which I think, or Glenis, the Glenelin, they're all very... very good.
Yes,
hard to beat the Irish dairy, isn't it? I'm sure you'd
absolutely
agree. It's fantastic. So, granola.
Nothing tastes like it when you go away.
Oh, yeah. You're
nothing.
Right. I agree with you.
Mad, isn't it?
I think it's the grass. I think it's the...
You've always said it's the grass.
Oh, I have, and I've worked in kitchens, and you know, and chefs that come over and visited me and said, wow, the flavour of our milk, cream and yogurt is incredible.
Yeah.
Which is lovely to hear.
Excellent.
And the butter too. Marty, we're doing this with granola. So you can get lovely pre-made granolas like Foods of Attenry. I do a beautiful selection of granolas for Simply Better, and I use that at home. Or you can make up your own. So mix seeds such as sunflower, pumpkin, sesame seeds. You mix that with a little bit of flaked almonds and some maple syrup, and then you just literally bake that off in the oven or else underneath the grill. So that's your own homemade granola, or you can get lovely granola. There's lots of lovely ones. I sometimes put pecan nuts into it. I put dried cranberries into it.
Pecan nuts is nice, a nice flavour.
Yeah, it does, and texture. You're right.
Yeah.
And then you have the almonds there, but the pecan nuts are gorgeous.
Yeah, I think
gorgeous.
That'll do it for me.
With your granola, remember I said about the apple chopped in it, but you can do the apple sliced on top of your Bertram made, then your granola, some strawberries, raspberries, whatever's in season. This time of year, the fruits would be all imported from other countries, Egypt or Morocco or some of those you know, countries that would.
But you'd be eating and drinking in this.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't there?
Oh, it's not a light. I mean, it's perfect. Do you know what we do in the restaurant, to be truthful with you? Good point. We serve a small, tiny bowl of it. It's like not a pre-starter. It is a starter, and then they have either the cooked breakfast
or eggs.
That's
a lot of trouble to go to
yeah,
first. small.
Oh, no, we do that. Oh, no, no. Oh, breakfast is... We have a separate breakfast team. And
oh, I know you do.
Marie's
you
in
do.
Charge. You've met she them. Is. They're
I
brilliant.
I have.
Yeah.
She's brilliant.
You have to take pride in it, and that's what you want.
Well, that's
people
for
who
sure.
care. And for us, it's the last meal our customers have before they leave.
That's
so
right.
We want to say, oh, wow, that they were happy and well
yeah,
fed.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know.
Yeah. They want to come back.
Yeah.
And now the brunch.
Yeah, now the brunch. So this is smoked bacon and egg croissants with red pepper relish. We'll talk about the relish first, and then we'll go back to the rest of the recipe. So this is a lovely little relish for wraps, served with any kind of leftover meats, even with cheese. So some vine tomatoes, roasted peppers from a jar is absolutely perfect. Take them out. If there's any black in them, scrape that out off. Spring onion, a little bit of basil, balsamic vinegar, a tablespoon, and literally a pinch of sugar. Now, I'm putting dried chilies into this. That's optional. If you don't like it spicy, it's going to be lovely enough. Put that all into a saucepan, and then you're going to let that cook for about 10 to 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. I said about the tomatoes, the vine tomatoes, or you can use the lovely little, you know, the sweet cherry tomatoes.
Yes, oh,
fantastic.
I love them.
Fantastic. And the Irish ones will be coming on board very, very soon.
That's a lovely
idea.
From
May. So this is a lovely little relish that will keep really well. And you let that cook, serve it kind of warm. It doesn't have to be hot, but it'll actually improve. If you, that'll keep for a couple of weeks in your fridge.
That sounds lovely.
Which is fantastic.
That sounds lovely.
And even stirred into pasta, Marty, it's lovely.
All right.
So you get your pre-baked croissants or your frozen croissants, Simply Better, do a lovely one. And they're made in France. They're made with all butter, which... I think you can tell, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because croissants are not an easy pastry to make. I certainly have only made them once or twice in my whole career. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, we would buy them in. So we would, yeah.
Okay.
Not that we use them in the restaurant. We actually do something like this for kind of staff food.
Okay.
In the evening, so we do like some grilled bacon, which I'm going to talk about now.
Okay.
Some lovely salad. It's like a BLT, but it's in a croissant.
Yes, okay.
Which is really good. So, Marty, lovely smoky bacon. Me and you are fans of the bacon.
Yes,
so we are. The streaky, grill it, and then serve that with a couple of fried eggs. Open up your croissant when it's cooked, and then you put in your lovely relish, and then your fried egg, and then your bacon.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, stop.
Oh, no.
There's...
Oh, no.
You said eight and drinking
on that.
There is
beautiful.
Mm.
I love the sound of this.
It's so tasty.
Yeah. And the relish really does add much to it.
It does. It does. It really does.
Yeah.
And it gives a lovely bit of a kick, Marty, and it's something that you've made from start to finish. So you can get lovely relishes already made from Irish producers. Wexford Preserve do a lovely range of Irish ones using Irish vegetables. So, you know, don't be putting yourself under pressure. Get really good croissants if you can. Bake them
off. Interesting to do it yourself, though.
I think so.
I do agree. I do think chili flakes very much optional.
Yeah, I think maybe first thing in the morning or for brunch, it might be a little bit kind of too bang for your buck, if you know
that's just the least of your worries. there it is. So it's the smoked bacon and egg croissants with red pepper relish. Before that, the Bircher muesli. Do you know a great piece of music?
Go on.
Because you mentioned about putting honey. A Taste of Honey.
Oh, I love it.
A great piece of music. Beautiful piece of music.
I love it.
Can we play that?
Please.
That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do.
Thank you, Marty.
Is there any different language you want to use today from the last few weeks, or are you happy to just say good luck?
I'm very happy.
Good luck, I'll see you again.
Keep it country. See you around, buddy.
Keep it country.
See you, Marty.
Take care.
See you next week.
God bless. Thanks, Simon.
With the Board Be a Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Be a Quality standards, verified at every stage.